Hello, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today is Thursday, 7th of February. Firstly, in Bangladesh, Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina said in the parliament yesterday that the government is unable to take any action to ban Jamaat-e-Islami because there is an ongoing case in the Supreme Court against the organization. Jamaat-e-Islami is a controversial Islamic organization in Bangladesh. Sheikh Hasina said she hopes that the organization is banned by the court. She was happy that its leaders were rejected by the people for spreading radical ideology. The organization is allegedly linked to other radical terrorist organizations, but the allegations have not been proven in the court yet. Jamaat-e-Islami was denotified as a political party by the Election Commission last year. In the general elections in December last year, Jamaat-e-Islami had supported the alliance of opposition parties led by the Bangladeshi National Party. Factional violence within the Jamaat-e-Islami spilled over onto the streets of Dhaka in November last year. More than 100 people were injured in the violence. Sheikh Hasina's comments in the parliament can trigger protests by the supporters of Jamaat-e-Islami and cause disruptions in Dhaka. In Pakistan, yesterday the Supreme Court of Pakistan closed the case on Faizabad sit-in protests in 2017. The court has directed the government and the law enforcement agencies to prosecute any organization which issues an edict or a religious fatwa that promotes violence or puts people in harm's way. The Supreme Court had initiated the case after the protests by the religious groups, including Tehreek-e-Labbaik, which caused disruptions in Islamabad and other major cities. The religious groups were protesting a change in election rules, an oath administered to elected members of National Assembly, which they deemed anti-Islam. The Supreme Court verdict criminalized the practice of issuing fatwa by religious leaders and requires the government to prosecute them. The verdict can potentially trigger nationwide unrest by the religious leaders of if the government prosecutes their leaders. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships or buy our assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com.